This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Housing and Settlement Areas Minister Marwarar Sirait yesterday announced for the first time subsidized housing will be financed by the private sector. He said the move reflects growing trust in President Prabowo and aims to expand affordable financing, including a renovation target of 40,000 homes through cooperation with state-backed housing finance institutions and microfinance providers. The ministry is also working with Statistics Indonesia to ensure transparent data and stronger public oversight of the program. Indonesia's House of Representatives has approved the naturalization of five diaspora footballers during its plenary session yesterday. The approval followed recommendations from Commission 10 and the 13 and will be forwarded to the State Secretariat for a presidential decree. Once the decree is issued, the players will take the oath as Indonesian citizens before joining the national teams. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti apa yang ku rasa. day dia.
Leo, 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 hey. Leo, 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 hey. Leo, 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 hey. Leo, 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 hey. Ku berlari pakai hati, katakan hati sampai mati. Leo, leo, leo,
aku dengar ada yang bicara. Papa mamaku punya cita-cita. Dia baru berusia 5, tapi semangatnya sungguh sempurna. Never end your life.
Music Corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Octavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi.
This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai disandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Tak berdaya, akan tak mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima pas semua dalam kuasa. Ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sector such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's Quote of the Day from Voice of Indonesia.
Karena corona itu ampun.
Iya, enggak masuknya. Kan kadang terpaksa karena seduh.
Misalnya para penari, para penabuh boleh berkumpul, boleh latihan, boleh ngayah ke pura-pura.
Mudah-mudahan dipromosikan lagi sama pemerintah ke pariwisata Ruki. Nah, kan jadi Ki Mandan di seluruh Indonesia.
Putri Cening Ayu Chanin Juma Meme Luas Malu Kepekan Membelanja Apang Ada Darah Nasi Meme Titik Yang Ngire Nongos Ngijan Juma Sambil Ngepundo Aja Titik Yang Dadwa Dimulai Di
Alvira featuring Meiska Adinda, Gung Indi, and that's the beauty of Bali, and also Gusteja, the beauty of Bali by Alvira. Bali is not only famous for its beautiful beaches, but it's also famous with their amazing temples in which Hindus worship. One of the most famous sites on this island are Ulun Danu Bratan Temple, located on the shore of Lake Bratan Bedugul. When the water rises, this beautiful temple will appear floating in the water until it looks more attractive when the sun starts to show its face in the morning. Beautiful golden colors will appear from behind the hill, which creates an attractive sight that everyone will remember. The temple of Ulun Danu Bratan is the temple of the goddess Lakshmi, fertility and beauty goddess, living in Lake Bratan, a source irrigation water to neighboring agricultural communities. This is also considered one of temples of the public heavenly universe. Well, lots of tourist sites, worship places can be visited on the spiritual land of magnificent culture on this wonderful Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beautiful nature. You'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, wonderful Indonesia.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
takdirkan satu. Ku yakin cintamu,
cintamu
masih ada.
Ingatkah rasa pertama dulu saat kita jatuh cinta.
Kau simpan kacamata tanpa niatku hafal semua. Masih saja aku mengingatnya. Dahulu ku mengenalmu paling, semua tentangmu tertawa denganmu. Mengapa kini berubah asing, tak saling menyapa, lupa ku pernah di sana. Masihkah kau yang sama? Gunakan tertawa buat tutupi luka. Lagu yang kau putar tiap hari, sekarang ku nikmati sendiri. Dahulu ku mengenalmu paling, semua tentangmu tertawa denganmu. Mengapa kini berubah asing, tak saling menyapa, lupa ku pernah di sana. Kadang kau hadir lagi tapi di mimpi.
Malam tadi
sedikit mengobati hati, terbangun pagi kau nyata di sini. Lupakah kau sebenarnya?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz FM 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Yeah.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Hani to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Penceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Hani for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child belajar. Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Hani to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Jiglap village. Every week, Hani does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanannya mana? Yang kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Hani, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Jiglap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Hani has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Hani. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present. Tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu. So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Hani. Anwar, a Jiglap villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Hani.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, masa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Hani karena telah apa namanya?
I really thank Hani for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Hani even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month, but thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to and live in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut minum obat. Dokter yang hebat mengajar di dalam kelas.
Pengen jadi guru.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Cita-cita.
Mungkin kalau anak petani jadi petani.
It is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
Batu di gua begati tujuan.
putus asa.
Katakan semua yang engkau mau. Percaya padaku, aku lelakimu. Mungkin pelukku tak sangat senja. Ucapku tak mengepus air mata. Tapi ku di sini sebagai lelaki.